Now, Czech expats from around the world are holding a three-day conference in Prague. The 120 compatriots from 16 adopted countries as diverse as America and Egypt are here to discuss their common interests, primarily the cultural lives of Czechs living abroad. Christian Falvey went to the opening of the conference to find out more.
It must be a special feeling for the speakers at the Conference for Czech Compatriots and Culture to fill the seats of the old Federal Assembly, once the parliamentary chamber of the communist government, because of which so many of them went into exile. Among them is Alena Vrtanova, the world champion figure skater in 1949 and 1950, who left her homeland for America and was unable to return until 1990. She is now the chairwoman of the Committee of Expatriate Czechs, which organizes the conference.
Well, I think it's really important for the Czechs from other countries to get together. Every 2 years we get together, and we get ideas from what they do in their country, and we exchange ideas and talk about what could be done and all that. And I think it's very important to keep in touch with where you come from.
The talking point at this year's event is the shared culture of the diverse immigrés, how it evolves elsewhere, and how it can be further promoted in Czech communities abroad. Julek Neumann, for example, is a theater director who left Czechoslovakia in 1984. I spoke with him just after his speech to the conference.
I was talking about expat theater run by Czech people in Canada, Austria, in Croatia, and newly in Brussels, which we are trying to maintain the culture of the country in the foreign conditions, under attack from other languages. The conference is centered on problems of culture, and expatriate theater are a very large part of it because they are the unifying element in the different communities. They are a meeting place where the theatrical level is not as important as the level of event, of meeting, of being together, sharing culture, language, sharing the same viewpoints.
Ms. Vrzanova says that there are positive practical results from each conference, despite the aging demographic of their visitors.
The group has grown. Of course, you know, you see older people because they're very interested. Now we are trying to interest the younger generation, and that is a little more problematic because they like their computers, and that is a whole different era now. But they tell us every second year how they went back to their country from Prague, and how they spread the word and spread the interest. And they said the interest is incredible, and a lot of people come to Prague, even if they're not Czechs, they come to Prague because it spreads good word.
The seminars in the old Federal Assembly building, now called the new National Museum building, will continue until Tuesday evening.
Christian Falvey with that report, and for more